Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Fed's next move may tell how much pain is possible. Central Bank expected to raise benchmark rate to its highest level in 14 years. Paul Nolte, that's your cue to make us feel better. Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, the old story of Tina, there is no alternative. There is. There is now an alternative, and it's money market. It's short-term treasuries that are getting you more than 3% on your money. So you do not have to invest in the stock market or long-term bonds in order to get a return. So investors are starting to realize that. Certainly the inflation bonds that we've talked about in the past, those are on a lot of people's radar. And right now those yields are 8%. They're subject to revision in November, but they're still going to be well above what you're able to get on a regular treasury bill.
And what happens after the Fed makes their announcement, the press conference with Chairman Powell, that's going to be a big deal too, isn't it?
It is, because he's going to be there answering two dozen different questions from various financial reporters on what are the next steps, how far will they go, do they anticipate stopping soon, are they okay pushing the economy into a recession, and those answers and how he handles himself is going to be parsed into very fine details by many of the analysts on Wall Street.
So the debate is not how much the Fed hikes the rates, but when they're going to stop. What do you think?
That's a good question. I think they're going to be going a lot further than many anticipate. Historically, in order to stop inflation, short-term rates need to be above the rate of inflation. And if we believe that inflation is going to hang out at roughly 6%, that means Fed funds, which are now at 3%, need to get up to 6%. That will create a lot of pain in the economy. We haven't seen those types of rates in 30, 40 years. So if that is the path that they really want to go down, there's going to be a lot more hiking that's going to be going on over the next year.
Energy prices going down a little bit, but some other things like rent up, and that's a big problem, isn't it?
It is, because rent comprises 40% of the CPI. So it's a big component. And it's also one of those that is high-level calculus mathematics that goes on in Washington as far as how it gets calculated. So in some cases, they take a look and say, well, you own your home, but if you were to rent it out, here's what would happen. Here's what your rent would be. So it incorporates the appreciation that you get on your house, even though you're not renting it out. It doesn't cost you, from a cash flow perspective, anything more because you're paying your regular monthly mortgage. But certainly it gets imputed into rents and into the CPI in a variety of ways. So housing has to come down some in order for it to have an impact. And it's starting to right now, but we're probably not going to see a meaningful decline in real estate prices and a slowdown in rents for probably another 3 to 6 months.
When a company like FedEx comes out and talks about how rough things are for them, a struggle to make money, that has a big impact, doesn't it?
It does, because between them and UPS, they move a lot of stuff around the country. So when they're saying, hey, we're really kind of struggling here, we're seeing a lot of slowdowns, we're going to have to lay some people off, that's a signal for a lot of people that maybe the goods that are getting moved around, there's not as many goods getting moved around. And that's an indication, at least, that parts of the economy are slowing. And we've seen a shift from manufacturing of stuff now to things, to experiences. So the service part of the economy is the part now where we're seeing the most inflation. So in hotel, car rentals, airlines, food, restaurant pricing, all of those we're seeing a lot more inflation. But the goods part of the economy, so commodity prices, lumber, et cetera, those have been coming down over the last few months, and that's what's been helping the inflation index. But services remain a big component and one that we're still seeing a lot of pricing pressure.
You wrote on your blog that with the Fed meeting and press conference this week, market volatility is likely to be high Wednesday and Thursday. So are you stocking up on aspirin today, Paul?
We're just turning the screens off. I think, you know, with the weather today, golf is probably on the docket. And something else other than watching the markets is probably a healthy pastime.
Survival tips for all financial advisors. Paul Nolte at Kingsview. Thanks, Paul. Talk to you next Tuesday morning.
You betcha. Take care.